It depends on, as long as the facility is, you know, patrolled by the highway patrol. I mean, if it's a, you know, if it's a local, under local jurisdiction, then we might have to get the data from the local folks, but depends on how that gets reported up.
The patrol gathers all the reports for cities and counties too.
Anybody uses the uniform crime reporting system.
Okay.
We've worked with the, we're working with MoDOT, and we've got a lot of that information already.
And we can get you the ones in the state roads, but not the local roads, but they are all centrally gathered.
Sure.
And MoDOT has that central database. And like I said, we've got all that. I mean, it's available today.
So I guess my input on this is we need to move forward with this report. Now, what direction, I guess...
I would make the motion that we spend up to $4,500 on an individual to compile this information for HDR.
And I wouldn't mind getting with HDR and talking about a scope and seeing what kind of costs we are looking at and then reporting back to you all or the county commission, whether it's a $4,500 effort or a $20,000 effort.
Okay. These things can get large, so and part of it depends on you know, how detailed we're going to take this. If there's some things, some categories we sort of refine out of this and that kind of thing.
And I think that you've got a good point there. I think that, but again, we're not necessarily, all of us aren't subject matter experts on each of these categories. We're looking for some kind of a recommendation to pare those down into a little simpler form, rather than obviously that poverty information is going to be, is collected countywide. So it's going to be the same for every one of our projects. It's all going to be the same. So it won't discriminate anything. It'll just be over and over again. I see some of those of the values are the same every time. We just need to go through those that are going to wind up not helping us sort projects and get rid of them. So I think at least part of what you need to do is say, we're going to recommend that you take these 30 categories and move them down into 20, or move them down into whatever that smaller form does. I think this format serves better, but I see you have all your sheets, and sometimes that's a little difficult to keep flipping back and forth to see how this one stacks up with that one. When you get them like this, it's a lot more user-friendly.
Oh, Brian, you have any thoughts?
We need to proceed, I think. Definitely.
We'd be happy to, if you were saying, Chairman Miller, you were saying that you know, we could look at what a scope would take, and then it may be that you can get to a certain point for under 4,500, and then there's some other things that might be nice to have or might want to proceed down the road. But I'm sure we can pull something together that says, you know, here's what it would take to get there.
Know up front what it's going to run.
You can break it down, and you know, so.
Well, one of the things that makes this a little bit difficult is, and I would recommend, it'd be good to try to recover that list of the 21 projects, because depending on, I know the cost estimates are being done by others, but is it for that 21 projects that they're being done, or I guess we want to make sure exactly. If you have to answer a question on a 10-mile project versus an intersection, there's a different magnitude of effort that goes into that. If you have to check, you know, are we avoiding historical impacts, or you know, what is the crash rate on a 10-mile facility as opposed to a, that's an exaggeration of the length, but as opposed to an intersection, there's more effort involved. So if we had all lengthy facilities that we're going to be looking at, might be a different magnitude. So it'd be good for us, I think, to get that list as a starting point of giving you, responding back to you with a scope.
Well, we have the list, don't we?
Like, we probably each have our own.
I was trying to pull something out here. I've got bits and pieces of different ones, but I don't have everybody's.
I don't know that. I think I might have everybody's. I don't know if I can find it in a short time, but I'll help me
out. Really, I'm just looking through some notes and stuff that was jotted down. Some of Frank's notes, but
it's got District 1, 6 projects, District 2, 5 projects, 3, 5 projects, 4, 5 projects, 6. It's 6, we have 3 away. 10 projects, and District 7's. 1, 2, 3, 4, Five and seven are missing.
Yeah, well, those are probably the ones. What section do you have? Well, remember, we make presentations. I know you didn't make a presentation. But, so it may be the ones where we made the presentations.
Exactly.
You know.
I got maps of number six. That must be me.
Let's all figure out what district we're in.
You look like you're three. There's three in there then? Three.
Three is on this list.
Okay, because I turned mine in. I just didn't make the presentation.
You just didn't make the presentation yet.
Five is Brian Spence's in the north half of Branson.
Okay. And actually, I think Jimmy Youngblood and I flipped, and I turned out to be one, and he turned out to be seven.
And so maybe his seven got lost in the shuffle.
Could be.
Okay. I can get a hold of Brian, number five, and see if I can get his list going.
When I see that list for a second, you see how specific it is. Okay. So some of these talk about just roads and not, you know, not the from where to where kind of thing. That would be another useful thing.
Not just areas. You know, I have this list, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, and 6. Do you have that?
Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4, and 6. Yep.
And then I can dig that, but each one of these, here's 6, and here's 3.
To create this.
More information, it's just more information on the same thing.
Take a look at that and see if that won't help you.
We don't have the information.
You don't have the information. But we're willing to be offered for each one of those projects.
So we just need the list.
Christopher, check out those minutes. I think that has all seven reports.
Is this an extra copy or
no?
We can get you an extra copy.
What you do is get this list and then get a map and see if we can put some then locations on it.
Okay.
I'm going to convince Brian Spence's District 5 says turn lane at Table Rock Asphalt, Buena Vista. I know what he's talking about. He's talking about the one intersection with that 248 there. It didn't say that.
Yeah, so there might be a few little specifics there.
We might have some copies of that.
You had this? Did you have that?
Yeah, that was, yeah.
That's what you just had?
Yeah.
And the factors like poverty, greater income, that is broken down by census tract. And there's a website called MoDOT-SEIR, Socioeconomic Indicator Resource.info, that we have that you can actually query some of the MoDOT routes, but you can also get in there and draw corridors, and it will pull up what the socioeconomic information is for that corridor. So even if you have an existing local quarter, you can just, it's meant for new quarters, but if you have an existing local quarter, you can draw it on there and trace it. And it should be able to generate some numbers for you and the socioeconomic factors.
I guess just the question is, will there be enough range within the county?
The track level, there will be, since it's track level for things like income and poverty, I think that the unemployment is countywide, though, so you don't necessarily get any discernment there, but you can get definitely some income things. But there's a whole host of factors that you can look at that you could use as far as like,
we look at the census a lot.
As far as the location of the projects, I mean, did you guys mark them on your maps that before the projects were by district? No, you just did it by list.
Yeah.
Do you think that we can work with Randy and get those on? I mean, if Randy can tell us where they're at, we can get them incorporated on this master map that you guys are using to show your district boundaries and the project locations. And then from that, we can let's pull that accident data for those specific projects, if you guys can put that into the matrix. And then the other thing, we can take MoDOT counts and the county traffic counts and demonstrate that type of information as well. So I think if we work together, we can, you know, get the data and the facts that we're looking for. But I think the key is going back and being able to locate those on the map.
Yeah. Christopher's going to need it, not being familiar with the road. But your motion was to move forward with HDR for up to $4,500, right?
So not necessarily with HDR, just to move forward. Yeah. You know, if HDR wants to do it for that dollar amount, or up to that dollar amount, fine.
And then, see, he made the motion, and I said that I'd be glad to work with them and see if I come up with a scope and report back to y'all. So does someone want to second that motion?
I'm a little confused about what we're doing here. Either we're moving forward or we're scoping.
Yes.
I have the second. I'll have to wait and see what happens.
I think you can't move forward until we figure out what the scope is.
And I think that's true. So I think the first step would be to go out for scope. You're going to work on a scope of this.
Yeah. And I guess if I came back and said like, it's 20,000 or it's 1,000, then...
Then we move forward. Then or not. Forward.
So we shoot towards his direction.
Okay.
You want to second now?
I'll second.
And I'm trying to report back to you by email or mail, and so I'm trying to speed things up a little bit.
Thank you.
Read it.
Move forward with the scope. You want more than that on there?
And just spend up to $4,500 if
okay.
necessary.
Would the goal be to have that have you be able to report back to this body at the next meeting?
Or sooner, and we may have to go through the county process for getting somebody under contract. Yeah. So I don't think we'll, at the next meeting we'll come back with a spreadsheet completed with 21 projects.
A little bit of this is, for example, on Jim Inslee's got Iowa County Road. Well, Iowa County Road, Randy's already got being done. So it's almost, is it done? It might even
be. It will be completed probably within a month and a half.
In the flooded area?
No.
Okay. There was some problems up the hill going.
Yeah, this is on the 165 end, basically resurfacing and widening.
From the 165 down?
Down to where we got good pavement.
Okay.
We're just getting a consistent 20-foot width.
Okay.
Because that part that was flooded actually hasn't been all that long since it was redone, right? That lower part.
Right. That was one of our first projects, I think, in 04, installing stormwater improvements there in the park along where Trout Hollow Lodge in that area. Now, as far as the part that floods like Foggy River and that area, I mean, that's a whole different.
Okay. And on my end of that, there's part of that in District 1. The College of the Ozarks is prepared to donate a bunch of right-of-way for a realignment. So they're willing to... Dr. Keeter just came to me this 2 weeks ago again, gave me a new updated map because there was like, when I proposed it, again, there were three parcels they didn't own, and they have now purchased those parcels. So they have all of that, and they're willing to donate new right-of-way to realign Acacia Club Road to where they're down at the bottom. There's kind of an S-curve when you get there on the bottom that it would take that out of there. So, I don't know. But I guess my point about that was some of these projects, generally there's a certain number and all this and that, but if you're going to refine each one of them to a cost, we need to make sure that they're a right project and they're not already completed or in there. The other thing that we've done is, like, for example, T-Highway doesn't show up in here because it's under construction. We talked about Business 65 and St. James Street again doesn't show up in here because it's got another funding route. I just want to make sure that we don't lose sight of some of those priorities. The other thing that comes to mind is, depending on what happens here, but the racetrack stuff may enter into some kind of a priority. It may not be that we fund it or anything like that, but it may wind up being in a priority if you put it into this kind of a matrix
down the road.
Down the road.